So I want to just quickly review what we spoke about last week, and then we can go further into a little bit more depth. So we discussed last week that as a preparation to properly understand Tfilas Rosh Hashanah, we have to open up a little bit, open up our heads a little bit, and we have to see beyond the direct correlation, the direct relationship we have with our piece of bread, you know, our parnasa, or our children, our health, and understand that our lives have more meaning and more importance than that. And there's a lot more going on in the bigger scope of things than just the day-to-day tzrachim. That having been said, we relate to what we need, and that gives us the push and the hisairus to daven, but it's not what we're davening about. It's not what davening is all about. We went into the Ramchal's pshat, which we're now going to try to be mevar a little bit with more depth, that he says that when we say Micha Moicha Avarachamim and we say Zechreinu L'chaim El Chafetz B'chaim, the first two, we're not referring to the particular gezeris that will be going on this year. We're not talking about whether we're going to get life, whether we're going to get death, whether we're going to get sickness, whether we're going to get health or money or not. What we're talking about is we want to be written in Sifrin Shel Tzadikim. We want to be counted as a tzaddik by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to write us into Sifrin Shel Tzadikim. And we explained last week that the importance of being in Sifrin Shel Tzadikim is will very much define how HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides the next step, what sort of gezeris happened to you. If you're a tzaddik, then everything that happens to you comes off, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon. Everything is meant to advance you in this world. You're a tzaddik, you're doing a Kadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon. So whatever he gives you is all on his tab. Whereas if a person is a rasha lo aleinu, then everything comes off his own cheshbon. Nothing, he's not entitled to anything. So everything he gets is just paying up whatever mitzvahs he did in this world, and it's going to leave that person with nothing. Chas v'shalom when he gets to Olam Elyon. And likewise, the decisions of whether a person should have Tzaras or not have Tzaras, or what sort of Siyata Dishmaya he should get, and so on and so forth, we're all dependent on which Sefer a person is written into. The first tefillah of Zechreinu L'chaim, El Chafetz B'chaim, is we're asking to be written in Sefer Shel Tzadik, and we should be defined as a Tzadik. That was what the Ramchal said. We're going to go into this a little bit more now. And lastly, we discussed that the Mahos of tefillah, the Yisoid of tefillah, is to create a situation where you recognize that everything is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that is really the only way HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give it to you. He gives it to you so as to further you in this world. The only way we get further in this world is if we have some recognition that what we're getting is from Hashem. Then it's a good thing. Then it's helping us. Then it's advancing us. And if we don't have that recognition, then we're not getting anywhere. We're not making any advancement, and getting it can not necessarily a good thing at all. The good is, by definition, whatever brings us closer to Hashem. So now I want to move a little further in this, a little more depth, and this will really open us up to understand what the tefillah of Achein Tein Pachtecha is as well. So really, it seems strange that we should daven, that we should be written into the Sifrin Shel Tzadikim. It seems to be somewhat pre-decided before we get there. I mean, either we're a tzaddik or we're a rasha. Well, how could someone daven that he should be written in Sifrin Shel Tzadikim if he doesn't belong there? you have to make the bar. If you don't, then that's too bad. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to change the rules. So what does it mean that we're davening to be written in Sifrin Shel Tzadikim? Really, there's another question, which is also a good question. Parshim asks how we can daven Mechein Tein Pachtecha. We daven that Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us Pachad, he should give us Meirim. We know the one thing that is really up to us is Yerushalayim. There's no bechira. We have a bechira, and that's our choice. Our choice is we can choose to have Yerushalayim or not choose to have Yerushalayim. How can we daven that God should give us Yerushalayim? What is that supposed to mean? So, let's address these questions. I want to say over a medrash first, which is really a fascinating medrash, and it really emphasizes how important the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are. Pasuk in Tehillim says, in Perek Kuf Beis, it says, Panel tefillahs ha'ara, Kadosh Baruch Hu turned to the tefillah of an ani who's, or an aror, means someone who's being ayur himself, or someone who's calling out to Hashem. So Kadosh Baruch Hu turned to the person who's davening, v'loy bazas tefillahs ha'men, and he didn't throw away their tefillahs, he accepted their tefillahs. Tikasav zois l'dor achron, the Pasuk says, write this down for the last generation, later generations, v'am nivra, and the nation that was created, Yahal Kal will give thanks to Hashem. So this is a strange pasuk. Kadosh Baruch Hu turned to the tefillos of the person who's being oyer himself. Don't embarrass it. Write this for the last generation, and there'll be created nation. What's going on here? So the Medrash says two things. Amar Rav Yitzchak, klape doiris amar. This was said for the later generations. She'ein lahem loy navi. They don't have a navi. Loy kayin. They don't have a kayin. Loy beis hamikdash. She'echaper alehem. We don't have a beis hamikdash to be mechaper. Ela oyd tefila achas shenishtar lahem. They have only one tefila that works for them. She'ein mispalim b'rosh Hashanah v'yom kippur. The daven on Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippur. That's all we have. Loy tivzai samehem. Don't take it away from us. Accept it. Let us have it. Then the manager goes on to say, what does it mean, Am Nivra, a nation that was created? Everything was created already. Rabbanan Amri, Elu Hadairus. These are the generations, Shehem Kemesim B'Maseim. They're like, they're dead with their Maisim, with their whatever they've done, their mitzvahs. Uboyin U'mispal Fenecha Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur, and they come and they daven in front of you on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, Va'ata Boyrois and Berech Yadasha, and you create them into a new Bria, you make them into a new creation. So Pasha, what this, you think this means, the Shem Kemesim B'Maseim, means they haven't done enough mitzvahs to be Zeicha to life. And then you create them, recreate them on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But there's really a much greater depth to this, what this means. This means as follows. We talked a little bit about this last week, what it means to be alive. halachically speaking, and really, it's not only halachically speaking, this is really a big issue in ethics, in all hospitals and all doctors across many countries. When do we consider a person alive, and when is a person considered dead? It's a big question, end-of-life question. Halachically, it's a question. Ethically, it's a question. What defines death? And of course, the question arises when someone is lo aleinu attached to a machine, and the machine is keeping him alive. That's when it becomes a question. So why is it a question? Because life would be, one would think, is not defined by the fact that blood is coursing through your veins and your heart is pumping and your whatever. But if it's only defined if your body is able to do it on its own. If your body is able to pump its heart, if your body is able to activate its brain, if your body is able to do things, so then it's alive. If a machine is doing it, so then it would seem logical to consider that dead, because it's not your body that's doing it. It's sort of like being cranked up and doing it by virtue of a machine pumping it, but it's not the body itself doing it, so that's dead. So now, obviously, halachically, it gets complicated where we can look at it like that, or can't we look at it like that, and do we really consider it that the person is dead? So it's a halachic discussion. It's outside the scope. But the concept is a true concept regardless. Halacha would agree with this concept, that life, by definition, is defined by being, by when something can function on its own, something can continue to do what it needs to do and to create new blood and new cells and to continue to function through its own volition, its own efforts. Now, there is then a next step, and this is the bigger ethical question. And the question is, when there is a situation where a person is, I think it's referred to as FTT, fails to thrive, that the person is going downhill. Everything is shutting down. The each body system, one after another, is not getting any better. It's stopping to work. The kidneys, the lungs, the heart, etc. It's all falling apart. Is that considered a situation of death once it gets to a certain point? Also, halachically, this won't hold true necessarily, but hashkafically, that is also a form of death. The lack of thriving, the lack of being meisif, the lack of adding, right? That when everything is status quo and thereby just falling apart and degenerating, is considered dead. Now, our guf, for the most part, is a very small part of us. It doesn't last that long. And, it goes on for a couple of years, and then we go on to Olam Elyon. And the truth is, our guf is somewhat, so to speak, disposable, because after Tchiyas HaMeisim, we get a new one. we get back the same one. Whereas Big Shayon or Sajigai and the people that get burnt up, what happens to them by Tchiyas HaMesim? And he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll figure it out, don't worry about it. So the goof is like, we use it, it gets buried, we get it back. The goof is a transient part of ourselves. That's not how we define ourselves. So the life, the alive and dead of a person is not his body. It's going to be defined by his neshama and by his nefesh. That's either alive or that's dead. How do we define life and death? It lasts forever. It does. If it thrives, it's alive. If it's not thriving, if it's not producing, then it's dead. That's a live neshama is one that's producing. A dead neshama is one that's doing nothing and that's just degenerating. That's how we define a life and death. The body is not so relevant to us, doesn't make such a difference. It doesn't play such a big role in our real selves. It's a lavush, right? It's as much as you would describe yourself as being alive because you have tattered clothing or because you have a nice new suit. You wouldn't define yourself alive or dead, but based on that, the goof is not how a person defines life and death. Life and death is who you is what your neshama is doing. Neshama is thriving, it's alive. If it's doing nothing, it's dead. We come to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and we have Maisim, and the Maisim are not thriving. We're not being Maisif. They're being done through Hergel. They're not. We haven't given anything, any thought into them. We haven't put any kaychas into them, and we're not energized. So those Maisim are Kamesim. We come to Rosh Hashanah, and we, for all intents and purposes, whatever level is relevant to us, there's no life. And our Kaddish Baruch Hu, when we're mispal on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he's Boirei Aysanu Beri Chadasha. He recreates us, which means he infuses us with the energy and he infuses us with enthusiasm and with the kayach to restart and to make ourselves a whole new person. And he so to speak, puts the paddles on, shocks us back into life. He starts getting our heart pumping again. And that's the only thing we have, because otherwise we would totally degenerate. We would work with the Hergel on Maisim, we'd go downhill, and we'd be nothing. But the Tefillah on Rosh Hashanah is what needs to re-energize us. The Tefillah on Rosh Hashanah is what needs to bring us back to life. That's the importance of Tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. Now, take a look over here in number one. This is Sifsi Chaim. He's coming to define Tefillah, and he clarifies this point. Tefillah, he said, Tefillah amitis hi hagilui v'habitui l'she'ifas ha'pnimiyas ha'mukash al nefesh. What tefillah, true tefillah, is when a person reveals and expresses what his real she'ifas are, what his real ritzonis are, what he really wants in this life. Ha'mishanis is mehusa ha'ruchnias, and this alters a person's ruchnias digga status by expressing that, by emphasizing it, by giving it thought. Zohi hagdora amuka shel mahosa tefillah. This is the real depth of what tefillah is. Va'ata narchav nevaras advarim. Now let me explain this further. Maya nefesh zu tefillah. What is nefesh zu tefillah? K'mo she'nemar ve'esh boiches nafshi ufnei Hashem. I'll pour out my soul in front of Hashem. Dehainu mahus hanefesh hi tefillah. The mahus of what nefesh is, that's tefillah. V'haraya l'kach umei pasuk she'amar Chama. We can prove this from a pasuk that Chana said. Mikach shetiras tefilasa bebitu, when she defined and she described her tefillah, ve'esh boiches nafshi, I'll pour out my soul. So we see that tefillah and soul is hainu hach. In other words, tefillah in its depth is an expression of what your neshama is. That's what you're trying to do when you're davening. You're expressing where you're holding in ruchnias. What are your she'ifas? What do you really want? Let's skip a little bit ahead over here. Looked at number two, the second paragraph. Nimtza, shemahus hanefesh hu haratzen v'hashifa. The definition of your nefesh is what you want and what you're trying, striving for. U'masha ha'adam shayif, and whatever you're striving for, oisehu mevakesh, that's what you ask for. M.K. Bakasha keina v'amitas, a true bakasha, true, something you're really asking for, and you really want it. Noivas, it sprouts from hasha'ifa, from the rotzen that you want, and thereby it lets everybody know, or lets the Kaddish Baruch Hu know, and yourself know, ultimately, what you really want. Kasha adam makir, when a person comes to realization, and this is the prerequisite, you can't start davening on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, really can't start davening any day, before you just come to this recognition, Shashem is Baruch Hu Hayachid, Hayachal lemalas bakashos of shivesa. Only a Kaddish Baruch Hu could fill your bakashas and sheifas. I mean, it's something which we all recognize and we realize, and were we to be asked, of course, we would all affirm that that's certainly the case. But it's something you have to approach tefillah. This is the only option we have. There is no other way we're going to get anything without davening. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaYachid, HaYachal L'malei Es Bakashay Sav, Shifai Sav, Oz Hu Pain El B'Tefillah. Then you can turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on tefillah. Bein Im Shifai Sav Heim B'Anyan Olam. But whether your Shifas are in Yanim of this world, Beheinim Hu Shoyef L'Ruchnias, whether you're looking for Ruchnias, L'Sikum, in short, Hamispalal Mavakish Meshem is Baruch, someone who's davening, asks from Kaddish Baruch Hu, Shiyamalashi Faisaf, he should fill his what he wants. Shehein Hamahusva Mitzir Shal Nafshein. That's how he's defining who he is. Vimkein Hanefesh Zutfila, Keatfila, Mivata'as, Esmahus Nafshem Spal. The Tfila clarifies what a person really is. And now he says, now this is very important. Zoisvaid, Hashi'ifa Vaharatsoin Heim Mahusachayim Vibituyim. This, that a person wants something and he has a rotzen and that he's striving for something, is the definition of life. Kikol oid yesh l'adam she'ifus, if a person wants something, harehu chai, then he's alive. Beruchnius uvegashmius, he's alive in ruchnius and he's alive in gashmius. Dehainu, kashi yesh l'adam she'ifus ruchnius lehes alz b'tayra. When a person has, he has desire, he has rotzen, he has a cheshik, he has a fire. To in Ruchnius, he wants to become more in Tyra. Be mitzvahs of a midas, he wants to do mitzvahs better, and he wants to have better midas. Hu mishtadl va'amid b'kach, and he works hard and he tries. Hu hanikra chai, chai haruach, he's living a Ruchniusig life. A misha chadol l'shayv, someone who's been miyayish and he's given up on trying to get better. Bimkein bevadeinu oila b'madregasa haruchnius, he's certainly not thriving and he's not going and getting any better in his level, Ruchniusig level. Azai. But moving haruchni, and haruchni is the world, he no meis, he's dead. V'cheinu adar v'gam begashmius, and we see the same correlation in gashmius as well. Because man sheyesh l'adam is haratzen l'chayos, if a person wants to live, haratzen hazeh ba'atzmei mechayeo, you say. The will to live is what keeps you alive. V'mida meruba kazu, and a tremendous amount. Ad she'afilu choylu mesukanim, we see this by people that are deathly ill. Sheretzoyin achayim shalem chazik, if they have a real will to live, Hasikoy lehis has hachalmasim, for them to recover gavoya harbe is much greater. Yosher Michael Macherim by Isematziv, heard this many times. People, doctors and nurses in a hospital, once someone gives up on living, they die very, very quickly. And if a person is still fighting, then there's still a chance. You know, not necessarily does everybody make it, but if the person gives up on living, it does not. No medicine works. No nothing works. They're gonna die. There's say in Sfarim written hundreds of years ago, they write that it's Badik and Menusa, that the only cure for Machlas Hasartan, that's cancer, is Simcha. There is no other cure. So that's what says Sfarim many, many, many years ago. That a person's rotzen to live is what keeps a person alive. And that's in a Gashmi, you see it plays out on a Gashmi sense, but certainly in a Ruchni sense, a person that has she'ifas, he's trying to grow, he's trying to get better, he wants to get better, he wants to do, and he wants to be shayif, that's a person who's alive, otherwise he's partially considered dead. Let's go to number three. Al pi ha'amor, from this we can answer Muturetza Sheila. Eich anu mevakshem Hashem Yisbaruch Yerushamayim. How can we ask from a Kaddish Baruch Hu Yerushamayim? Harei hadavar tali bebechiraseinu. It's our choice. Ki adarab, opposite. Harei hatfila hakena, proper davening. Hi taitza ubitu ishala sheifa amitis. That is when we express our true rotzen, our true desire, hamegala v'hamevia es mehusa nefesh, that clarifies what we really are. In kena tefila al Yerushamayim, if we daven for Yerushamayim, hi haychacha, that proves al she'ifa v'rotzen liyas Yerushamayim, that we want to be a Yerushamayim. V'toicha har gosha, from this hergish, shezem mashachasolana, we realize that's what we're missing. And we realize we can't do it on our own. This she'ifa, this rots and this desire, this defines your real nefesh, real soul. And that creates real Yerushamayim within ourselves. We decide that's all we want, and that's all we want to choose. Ubekach, and through that, she'anu shoyefim liyir shemayim, that we ask for yir shemayim, asinus amutolein. That then we've done what we need to do. Va'oz meisav v'mashal lo Hashem isbarach yiro yir asena. Then a Kaddish Baruch will add on our yir shemayim. He'll give us yir shemayim. So the correct approach, and he's going to say in a minute. We'll see the same. This is what we're asking zechayin l'chaim. We're asking to be tzaddikim. We're asking mechein teim pachtecha. We have to step back a minute before we start davening, and we have to see what is it we really want. And we have to define in ourselves, we're going to daven. We have to see we really want this. We really want to get better. We want to have more ruchnius. We want to daven better. We want to learn better. We want to do mitzvahs better. We want to have better midas. We want to relate to our family better. Everything that we want to grow, when we want to become bigger tzaddikim, and we want to change our whatever it is that we've been having nisyanis for. We don't want to fight with the same things we've been fighting with our whole lives. We want to move up a madrei. We want to have a whole different ballpark. That's all thoughts that we have to go before we start davening, and then we express that in davening. We express that she'ifa. We say zachreinu l'chaim. We're asking, put us in sefer shel tzaddikim. We're saying this is where we want to be. That's who we want to. That's who our nefesh is. We have a she'ifa. We're striving to be tzaddikim, and that defines us as a chai. Then we belong in Sefer Shel Tzaddikim. We say the Chaim Tein Pachtecha because we defined ourselves as Yari Shemayim, because that's what we want. Because we want that. That is what it means to daven for Yari Shemayim. We define Yari Shemayim as all that we want. That's what we need. That's how we can get ahead in this world. And that's how our neshama, on the level of what our real life is, we can move up and we can thrive and we can become something better. We can become something bigger. And that tefillah, that when it's expressed through tefillah, because that's what tefillah is, we are expressing ourselves, we're expressing who we are, what it is that we want, what it is that we're through, that we're expressing what we are. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Yirat Shamayim, because that's as much as we can do. And once we do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the rest. HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills in the rest of the gap that's necessary for our Yirat Shamayim. We said this yesterday in Shari Tshuva as well. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maptiach us in Tshuva, in Mal Hashem as Levavacha, as Levav Zarecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to start, but he does the rest of the job. He's going to do the rest of the Siris. And that's what the Briah Chadasha that happens in Rosh Hashanah. We daven, and we re-energize ourselves, and we express what it is we want, and Kadosh Baruch Hu does the whole job for us, and he makes us a whole new person, and he starts us all over again. Let's turn the page over here. I go to number 4. Ella, she'anu shoyefim l'chayim amitim. We want real life, true life. And what's true life? Hamaleim b'tichon shal asiyus ritzein Hashem, that are full with doing a Kaddish Baruch Hu's ratzon. B'tich hakara b'yir shemayim, not doing mitzvahs, hergel, davening the way we daven every day, learning without thoughts, doing mitzvahs by rote, tying on your tefillin without giving a second of thought what it means, what it symbolizes, what sort of kesher you're making, etc. We want to do mitzvahs the way they were meant to be done, to bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitecha kara v'yir shemayim. V'zoya mitzvah shel b'charta b'chaim. And this is what the Torah means, Parshat Nitzavim. B'charta b'chaim, choose life. Dahainu livchar b'chaim hanachayinim v'hamitim shel avodas Hashem. We should choose true life. Avodas Hashem, mitech kabalos al b'ratzen. Shalom, when we're mekabel al malcha shemayim with a true ratzen. V'lachshav al kach l'fnei kal maisa. We should think about it before every maisa that we do. Shani hoylich lasos, everything that I'm coming to do, val oifen asiyah, and how I'm doing it, ha'im hu rotzen Hashem, is what I'm doing rotzen Hashem. A whole different life, a life with a real chashbin, and everything that we do, we figure, is it rotzen Hashem, is it not? It's something which is like beyond what we could be masik to live a life like that. This is what, when we say zechren l'chaim, that's what we mean. Etzem ha-she'ifa v'ha-bakasha l'chaim ruchni m'leim. This she'ifa, this ratzon, and this bakasha that we ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to full ruchni yizdiga lives. V'ha-ratzon ha-amiti, and the true ratzon, ha-bomi ma-makei alei, from the depths of a person's heart. Li'ez ben ha-tzadikim, to be counted among tzadikim. Heim ha-siba, that itself is the reason. She'ayishem yizbaruch yikva, es mehusenu ha-ruchni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will define our true our true madrega of ruchni is tzaddikim, to define us as tzaddikim. This is what it means when we ask kazvena b'sefer chaim. Kiksiva b'sefer, writing in a sefer, he kvias mitzvah sena. That's the book of definitions. It's not a. That's what a book is. A book is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes us down for what we are. Bahaba Yaseinu ben Achaim, and are that that we're going to live amongst the lot, the living, so to speak, Be'emeshem Tzadikim, that means the people living for real, which are the Tzadikim. Ach bevada yesh madregas rabbis b'tzadikim. There certainly are many levels of tzadikim. Hanichtavim b'sefer achayim. Kachol shenagdal shifa seinu. The more we can work on this shifa, on this rutzin, lihikaveya b'madregas chayim al yoinim yaiser. The more we want, and the more we have a rutzin, the more we're shayiv, the more we strive for a greater life, a greater living of ruchnius. Ubehesem lokach nespal yoiser me'emik lakeh aleiv. And together with that, we daven from a deeper tefillah, from more depth of our heart, l'siyata d'shmaya al-kach, that Hashem should help us, ba'ayis amida tekadol m'gad r'sein ben ha-tzadikim, that's where we will be written in, the Sefer HaTzadikim, that's where we're going to be written, and that's the level we'll be written on.